Paragraph Yudches, on Cholamoid Sukkos, all the people, including Rabbein Azal, went to visit the cave of Eliyahu HaNavi, which is on Har HaKarmel. It's known the cave where Hashem appeared to Eliyahu HaNavi. And there they all made a tremendous celebration with dancing and singing. And Rabbein Azal did not participate in the happiness and the exuberance at all. He sat there, like deep in thought and looking very humble, brokenhearted. So the tzaddik, Reb Zev Mitzharan Ostra, asked the person who was with Rabbein Azal, do you know what this is all about? From Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah, he looks very, very down. And he said, only Hashem knows if it's good or it's not good. Then on Simchas Torah, the same thing happened. They had hakafas with dancing and tremendous celebration, especially since there were chassidim there, and chassidim know how to dance, they know how to make freilich. And Rabbein Azal in the shul also, he did not want to participate in any of the hakafas, to dance in any of the hakafas. He just sat with his head down a little bit. And Rav Nosson Zal adds here in parentheses, as was the case many times when Rabbein Azal wanted to achieve something, he wanted to accomplish, he wanted to go up a level, that before he accomplished it, he seemed to be in a state of lev nishbar, very brokenhearted. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that this was the case many times, as will be explained later on in the Sefer. This was the concept of a yerida letzoyra chaliyah, that whenever Rabbein Azal knew that it was time to move to a different level, he knew that in order to achieve it, he had to humble himself tremendously before Hashem and clear the registers, in a sense, to feel as if he has nothing. It's a concept of a person. You have a person who comes to a wealthy person and they need help from the person. So a person comes knocking on the door, he's not coming like a total beggar, he's coming like a person who has a job, this, that, but let's say he wants to marry off a child, and to marry off a child requires a different kind of money completely. So he comes to somebody asking him, I need your help in this particular situation, you know, that I want to marry off my child. He's not coming begging for food or begging. Whereas Rabbein Azal understood that when it comes to a person going up in coming close to Hashem, before a person can achieve, especially the levels that he was trying to achieve, before a person can achieve that kind of aliyah, the person has to go down, very far down. Down meaning not depression, to someone who doesn't know, it could look like depressed, head is down. But Rabbein Azal speaks about this a lot, that there's something called lev nishbar, brokenhearted, and there's something called depression. And they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Because brokenhearted means with optimism. I'm down, I have nothing, I know that right now I'm on empty, but I'm optimistic. I have not lost hope at all. Whereas depression is synonymous and goes together with hopelessness, anger, lack of faith, chas v'shalom, those kind of things. And by Rabbein Azal, there were many times that he would give a shir, he would give an incredible shir to his students, revealing deep, deep things in Torah. And then a few minutes later, they would see him with this look on, a look of a beggar, a pauper, like somebody who has nothing, like somebody, a Baal Tshuva, who's literally first starting to find out about Judaism. He's making his first contact with Judaism. That's the look that he had when he wanted to achieve an aliyah, when he wanted to go up to a new level. And there were times that Rabbein Azal said, I don't know anything. Right now, I know nothing. And there was once a time on Shabbos that he said, I swear by Shabbos Kodesh that I don't know anything at all. And he meant it. He meant that he was able to put himself in a frame of mind to clear the registers completely, that right now I'm totally empty, completely empty, and ready to receive from 0 to 100 from Hashem. If you ask me, how much kesher do I have with Hashem right now? 0%. I'm starting from scratch. And this was one of the secrets of his success. The ability to always bring himself back to zero and start with new youthfulness, enthusiasm, like a person who's starting day one on the job, day one in school. That was the attitude that he had. And Rabbein Azal once said about himself that his Torah is a chiddush. When he reveals new things in Torah, it's exceptional. But he said, my eini yodea is even a bigger chiddush. When I say I don't know anything, that's even a bigger chiddush. This ability to turn it on and off, to achieve incredible, incredible advances in Torah and Yiddishkeit, and as soon as he got it, immediately to make believe as if he has nothing, as if he's a kid, his first day in Gan, his first day in kindergarten, starting off like that, with a youthfulness, with a thirst, and racing, running towards Hashem. After Simchas Torah, Rabbeinu Zal said to the person that was with him, Baruch Hashem, I accomplished what I wanted to in the best manner possible. I achieved everything I needed to accomplish here. And he said, even though I had thoughts about staying a little longer in Eretz Yisrael, out of love for Eretz Yisrael, but now I want to go. I want to leave. I want to go back home to Chutz Laretz. Therefore, go hire a boat to take us to Istanbul. And the person refused to listen to Rabbeinu Zal. He refused to go back home then. He said he wants to be in Tveria. All the Jews are in Tveria, the main settlement in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And Rabbeinu Zal said to him, okay, if you want so much to be in Tveria, then go hire donkeys to take us to Tveria. And this was something that was known about Rabbeinu Zal, that in many instances, he was never stubborn. Even if he expressed that he wanted to do X, and the people that were with him said, no, why? We want to do Y? Rabbeinu Zal would usually say, okay, then we'll do it your way. So they hired donkeys or mules to take them to the holy city of Tveria. They arrived there in the evening, and throughout the entire night, people from Tveria were coming to welcome Rabbeinu Zal, to welcome him, to get a bracha from him, to get guidance from him. One would leave, another one would come. And many of them got dressed in Shabbos clothes to show respect and honor that they're coming to see a tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Zal did not get to sleep the entire night because of this. When he first arrived in Tveria, he stayed at the home of a relative of his who was also a great-grandson of Reb Nachman Horodenka. We know that Rabbeinu Zal, from his mother's side, was a descendant of the Baal Shem Tov. From his father's side, his father, Reb Simcha, was the son of Reb Nachman Horodenka, one of the very close students of the Baal Shem Tov. So another descendant of Reb Nachman Horodenka was living there in Tveria. Rabbeinu Zal first went to stay in his home. However, because there were so many, many of the people said that this is not a place for him. He needs a larger place. People are coming the whole time. And they immediately agreed to put him up in the home of Reb Tzvi Harker, who was one of the leading rabbis in Tveria at the time, who obviously had better lodging. So Rabbeinu Zal went there. He stayed at the home of this Reb Tzvi Harker. Now, one of the leading tzaddikim at that time, Reb Avram Kalisker, who was a student of the Mezritch Magid, who was one of the tzaddikim at that time, who made Aliyah, who left Chutz Laretz to come to live in Eretz Yisrael, this tzaddik, Reb Avram Kalisker, was in Tveri at the time. He was much, much older than Rabbeinu Zal, and he sent a messenger apologizing that he can't come today because it was his Yom HaKozah. In those days, they would do bloodletting as a form of healing from illness, sicknesses, just like in the Gemara. And when a person does this bloodletting, they're weakened by it, weakens the body. So therefore, he said he apologizes that he's not coming immediately, but he sent a messenger to extend warm greetings to Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal responded that forget the bloodletting. Regardless, I wanted to go see him. I wanted to go see Reb Avram Kalisker. And he immediately picked up and went to visit Reb Avram in his home. Reb Nosson Zal writes that Reb Avram Kalisker welcomed him with tremendous respect and extraordinary love, displayed incredible love for him. And Reb Nosson Zal says the love that Reb Avram Kalisker showed to Rabbeinu Zal is impossible to describe. And he begged Rabbeinu Zal to come stay in his home. Rabbeinu Zal said to him, that's not possible. It's not possible for me to stay here permanently. However, I'll come for a Shabbos. Sure enough, the next day, Reb Avram Kalisker sent a messenger to bring over Rabbeinu Zal's things for him to come spend Shabbos with him. And sure enough, Rabbeinu Zal spent Shabbos Parshas Noach with Rav Avram Kalisker. We're talking right after Sukkos. On Friday night, Rabbeinu Zal, as is the custom, that children go to their father to receive a bracha on Friday night. Rabbeinu Zal went over to Rav Avram Kalisker and put his head down, asking Rav Avram Kalisker to give him a bracha. This tzaddik, Rav Avram Kalisker, jumped back from terror and started speaking excitedly, very excitedly, and they couldn't understand what he was saying. He was so excited. But at the end, he finished with the words, how embarrassed we need to be in the presence of the children, the descendants of the Baal Shem Tov. How ashamed and embarrassed we have to feel standing in the presence of such great people. And he refused to give Rabbeinu Zal a bracha. The person who was with Rabbeinu Zal put his head down, and him, Rav Avram Kalisker, gave him a bracha immediately. They were there for the meals, and during the meals there was tremendous simcha, and Rav Avram asked Rabbeinu Zal to speak. Rabbeinu Zal refused completely. So Rav Avram Kalisker himself said a Dvar Torah at the Friday night meal, and at the morning meal, and at Suda Shlishit. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that when Rav Avram Kalisker spoke, he spoke with such fire, with such hislavus, and loud, that they couldn't make out what he was saying. It's just that at the end, after he finished talking, he would say, this is how a person really serves Hashem. That they caught. But they couldn't catch the Dvar Torah itself because he spoke with such fire. And Rabbeinu Zal praised Rav Avram Kalisker's Divrei Torah tremendously, to the point where he said, nobody like him. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, I heard from Rabbeinu Zal himself that Rabbeinu Zal said that Shlemus, perfection, he saw only by Rav Avram Kalisker. And Rabbeinu Zal said, I saw many tzaddikim, but Shlemus, perfection, was only by Rav Avram Kalisker.